I remember that back in the day, that when Rick Sklar called me to interview for that, and I think they had the FM. It was just sitting there. They had had some misstarts with it.
Yeah, it was an album rock. It was getting.
And when Al Brady came, when they hired Al Brady, you know that they're serious, mm-hmm. then. And that concerned me a lot when he came. And it did. I mean, Q107 really hurt PGC. And then when Elliot Woodside left to go over there, that put us in a bind for at least 4 or 5 years.
Sure it did, yeah. Isn't it odd, though, that Elliot never had a contract when he came back?
At that place in time, contracts, ABC always did them, but they were these 13-week contracts that they didn't have any teeth if you were a jock.
I guess, yeah.
You know, it didn't really mean a lot. But I can't remember, after Jim left, I think then we entered into the contract era.
Yeah, because, I mean, you have no legal recourse. I mean, what's the best you can hope for? A temporary restraining order? And that's going to last a week or two.
We just didn't do contracts at the time. Mm-hmm. I don't even think I didn't have a contract as program director. It wasn't till way later until things like that happened. But outside of, and the only reason ABC probably had those contracts was because they were after him.